Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about managing money. So usually a lot of people don't really talk about how you are supposed to manage your money, and everyone has their own opinions on this matter, but I think I have a pretty clear-cut idea of what you're really supposed to do. And yeah, I do make some last minute, you don't really think about the things that you're doing until last minute, and then you really like, you say here and you're like, I really shouldn't not have done that. So this is what I'm talking about. So usually I have been putting my money into a bank account, which you're supposed to do, and then taking that money and investing it in all different ways to make me more money, because why not? So I do have a investment account, and I have been putting some money into some stocks. I have been just choosing like 10 different stocks to invest in every single week, and that's the best thing you can do. And then I also have some gold and silver that I've been buying every single week. And then by the time you're done with all this, you still have some money left over for you. But since it was school shopping, I went over the money I was supposed to spend for myself. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not complaining by any means. I got everything under control. But I just thought it was funny. And I just thought it was like a topic that we can go over this week, because of the fact that so many people have credit cards and they just go over the limit of their credit card and max it out, and their social security number, which is connected to their credit score, actually starts going down. And I always found this really, really interesting that people spend more than they have access to, but when it only comes to credit cards. And when people have like $5 to their name on in their bank account, what are they actually spending that on? Now, this is what we actually have to start thinking. Are the things that we're spending actually worth it? Or is it something that we just want? Or are we buying something to show somebody else that we can afford it? Just like Gucci or Louis Vuitton or anything else, like designer clothes, like anything. Are we buying this thing for us? Do we actually want this item, or are we buying it for other people? That's what goes through my mind every single time I buy something. Am I actually getting these pair of jeans for me, or am I getting it to impress other people? Because at the end of the day, those other people are not the ones buying it. If they wanted it, they could buy it. Or maybe they couldn't because they didn't have the money, but you know what I'm talking about. Why are we going to buy something for another person or to impress another person? Why are we going to go out to the Gucci store and spend like $500 on one pair of shirt, on one shirt, when we know damn well that it may get a little bit stained up from our daily life? So that's what I think about on the daily basis. Why are we buying stuff for other people? Now, this is the subject that I wanted to also go into. Now, if you want like a bunch of things and you're like, oh my God, I can't wait for a job, make a list. Make a list, and on one side, make a list labeled need, and on the other side, make a list labeled want. Now, you need to divide the things that you actually want to the things that you actually need. Make a list of everything that you want, like it's Christmas. All your hopes and dreams, all your things. Put it under each category that you feel. And think about this. Don't just spend a minute on this and say, oh, I want, out, and I need. No, listen. Actually, go through the list. Think about it. And complete the list. Okay, complete the list based on minutes and minutes, and maybe even 30 minutes or 40 minutes or however long it takes. Take that list and then look at it and say, okay, now, why do I want all of these things? Why do I need all these things? If you need a shaver or aka a razor, yes, that's necessary for you to get. But do you really need the newest iPhone? Do you really need an iPad? Or do you really need a new gaming computer? Do you really need a new tactical keyboard? Those keyboards that make the click, 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 click sounds every time you tap on it. So that's what goes through my head. And yeah, sometimes I do splurge and I say, okay, well, I've been saving. Okay. I'm in a really good situation right now, so I might as well just get a little something-something for myself. Now, I always regret when I do that, and then I think about it, and I'm like, wait a second, why did I buy this? I don't want this. I know that I could have did this and this and this with the same exact money, and it actually would have tripled over time. But, and then I think about it, why did I buy this item? Because I don't actually want it. And then it starts reminding me, I didn't actually get it for myself. I got it so other people could look at me and say, wow, that person has a nice item right there. Now, I'm not going to say the item because it does not really matter. I'm not going to say what brand it is. I'm not going to, because I don't care. Okay? I'm not here to brag about what I have. And I don't think anyone should be here to brag what they have. Now, I learned this over time. People take bragging differently. I can go to my family and actually say, wow, look at these shoes that I just bought. I want your opinion on them. Do you like them? And my family would say, yeah, I really do like them. They're really nice. But then if you go to like a friend and say, wow, do you like my new shoes? Oh, you're bragging. How am I bragging? When you just want an opinion on something, I don't feel as though that is a brag. Unless, and this is the fine line, unless you're saying, wow, look at my new shoes. Did you get a new shoes? Mine are $300. How much are those? $50? Oh my god, I can never. I need these shoes. Okay, that's a little braggy. Okay, that's to the point that, yeah, now you're making fun of the fact that they got a $50 pair of shoes and you got a $300 pair of shoes. That's bragging. Now, there's a fine line and everyone has their own opinion on the matter. So I'm not coming at your opinion at all. I just want to simply just understand why people spend and why people get stuff for other people. Is it to feel more included in society? Is it to make it seem like you can afford all of this stuff, just like a house? Why would you get a big house when it's just you? Or when it's just gonna be another person? Why get a big house and struggle for this whole entire time until you find somebody? Why put yourself through that stress? So everyone has their own opinion, and I understand that. So, I want to just make it clear that I feel like everyone, I mean, this is what I've been doing. So, I take 50% of my income and invest it because I have access to that. If you're over the age of 18, you also have access to that. Now, you take half of your income because if you have a job, now, yeah, people under the age of 18 don't have a job, but there are lots of options. McDonald's is hiring 16-year-olds, $15 an hour. You can go there. I know it's kind of a joke to work at McDonald's, but also Burger King's hiring, Taco Bell's hiring, Market Basket people near you. So, I mean, there's a lot of different places, and literally every single restaurant right now is hiring. So, they're all short-staffed. So, I just need a drink of water because I feel like I have a sore throat. One sec. So, when people actually spend all of their money, so as soon as they get money, they spend it all. I don't understand why they do that. Why are you spending all the money that you just worked hard for? What I would do, and this is what I do on a weekly basis, I take 50% of what I earn throughout the whole entire week and invest it right away, as soon as it hits my bank account. And then I take the other 50% and keep it in my bank account. So if I go to the store, I have the money to buy things at the store. So I'm not trapped because, I mean, you need to spend money. I mean, there's no way that you can go around not spending money and just investing 100% of your income. I mean, what you would be very depressed, and that's what I would feel, because if you're working, 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 all you're doing is investing it, and you can't use anything that you're buying because you invested it, then that's kind of sad. Because I do have my Apple Music. I do really enjoy Apple Music, so if any of you guys want to get it, it's a little shout out to Apple Music. But it's not a sponsorship. I wish it was. Oh my God. I would love to work with Apple. I do really recommend it because it does save time at the end of the day. And that's the same exact thing with like YouTube Premium, which yes, I'm really tempted to get, but I don't need it. So I don't want it. So YouTube Premium, I mean, that's the same exact thing as Apple Music. There's no ads. So say you want to listen to a song, there's no ads on it. You just listen to it right away. And then on YouTube, if you want to watch a YouTube video and there's an ad, there's no ads on YouTube Premium. So I find it kind of, it saves time, but how much is that time that it's saving worth to you? I mean, I could just put an ad blocker on my computer and I'll be fine. So this is what people don't understand. You can just put an ad blocker on your computer and it blocks the ads. But I mean, on your TV, no. On your phone, no ad block. So that's when we're kind of stuck. Do you want no ads on all your devices or just your computer? No ads. So yeah, that's what people have to think about. I mean, I don't know how a lot of people actually care about the 5 second ad that they have to skip, but sometimes it's just annoying and sometimes it's not a skippable one. So you don't want to deal with any of that. So the next thing that I wanted to talk about is actually being committed to working out. So I know this is a switch up from what we talked about earlier in this podcast, but I did want to talk about this. So if you're committed to working out, you kind of work out almost every single day. So that's how I am. And I like to skip one day throughout the whole week. And I like to like look at my schedule for the week and say, okay, what day, if I was to skip, would it make it easier or harder for me to actually work out through the week? So yesterday, I was so ready. I was like a minute away from the gym. And I was thinking, and I said, wait a second. If I skip today, then today gets moved to tomorrow, whatever I had to do. It was leg day. So I have to do leg day today because I skipped yesterday. Okay. That means tomorrow I do upper body. Tomorrow is Friday. I work all day. Upper body, I can finish. I only have like 6 machines to do, 5 machines to do. So I can finish really, really quick. So on a Friday, I only have an hour and 30 minutes break. And then I have to go back to work. So I work in the morning and work at night, and then only have an hour and 30 minutes. So during that hour and 30 minutes, I have to rush to the gym and work out. So I already know that I can finish my whole entire workout within that time because of the fact that I don't have much machines to finish. So if I did not skip yesterday, then I would have had to do a different part of back and biceps. So I have back and biceps, and then I have triceps and excuse me, in shoulders. Shoulders? Yeah. shoulders and triceps. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. Today, I'm doing legs. So I'm really not looking forward to it because as soon as I do legs, I sit there and it takes me a long time too. It takes me like 2.5 hours to do. But when I finish, I'm like, ugh. And then tomorrow I have to sit here. Okay, so this is the cardio that I do because, yeah, I wanna burn fat and I want to get myself to where I want to be. So what I do is I go on the stair stepper, the Stairmaster, and I go for 10 minutes, right? I go 1,000 steps. Maybe a little bit more, maybe 1,004 steps, 1,010 steps, depending. So, this is what I do. I go on it. I get my... Okay, I don't know why I keep yawning for some reason. Okay, so, I go on the stair stepper, and then I get my phone up. I get the timer up, because I go for a minute. I get my AirPods in. I start listening to music, right? I hit go on the machine. It's 3, 2, 1. I get my Apple Watch up, the workout thing, and then I start tracking it. So I'm going. So I have I push the blue button, which is the fan, and I put the machine all the way up on max speed. So then I hit start on the timer, and then you're going. So I do that for a minute, max speed on the stair stepper for a minute. Then you take it easy. After the minute, you go down to 7 or 6, depending on how you feel. Then you have that minute. Do you want to drink water? What do you want to do? So you do anything within that minute. You watch some TV to just make the time go by faster. So that's just 2 minutes right there. Then you do it all over again. And then all over again. So you do that 5 times. And that equals 10 minutes, obviously, 2 times 5. So that's the 10 minutes right there. I end up burning like 200 calories, 180 calories around there. So that's in 10 minutes. So then I cleaned out the machine, obviously. And then I go through my whole entire workout routine for legs. And then after, I normally don't have time. So, and the next day, though. On the upper body, whenever I do upper body, even if it is the day right after leg day, I do the stair stepper like I just said. I do my workout, and then I hop on the bike, the stationary bike, and I go on that thing. I make sure I put it on resistance 11 or resistance 10, depending on how I feel, and then I make sure that the RPMs, the rotations per minute of my speed of my pedaling is over 100 at all times. So that rotations per minute is available at the upper corner of the machine. So I just keep looking at that the whole time. And then of course I'm listening to my music. And it usually I do 5 miles. And I can do that in about 13 to 14 minutes on the bike. So I feel like that really helps me lose the weight that I want to. And it really helps me to get where I want. And at the same exact time, now I'm doing 2 cardio machines. And that's only a total of like 25 to 26 minutes. So I'm not really complaining about the amount of time that it takes me. So, and then what I do before I go to the gym is I always take my dog for a 1.5 mile walk. So I'm not bragging over here. I'm just saying I stay active throughout the whole entire day. So, of course, I also work at a restaurant. So I'm also running around and walking around and having the steps and burning calories. So you need to make sure that you're actually eating stuff. So you can't just burn all these calories, and then just pretend as if, okay, life is normal. No, it's not. You just burnt more calories. You need to eat more food. So I'm burning all those calories. So it's either you need to eat more food so you don't lose too much weight, or you don't eat anything at all and you feel so weak. So you need to eat something after you do all that, or else you're going to feel incredibly weak and it's not going to be fun at all. And that's what I always do. As soon as I get home from the gym, I always have a little quick bite to eat. It doesn't matter what it is. I have like these vegan chicken nuggets. I love them. It's from Morning Farms. Shout out to you, Morning Farms. Super good. They make a couple different things that I love. And it's not just, I'm not vegan, but I do like the taste of it. So I'm not complaining at all. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope that you maybe learned something this episode, maybe with more with the money thing or maybe with the gym thing. Just have commitment, okay? If you want to go somewhere, have commitment. Don't say that you're going to do something and then don't, and then just give up. Like, I've been through this. I used to play baseball when I was younger, and I played for years and years and years, and all of a sudden I said, I don't want to play baseball anymore, and then I quit. I started playing guitar, and then I played for years and years and years, and then I quit. So if you want to do something, what are you actually doing it for? Are you playing a sport just for you, or are you playing a sport just for, let's just say, your parents, or to fit in at school, or to do anything else? Why are you doing everything in your life? Why are you actually taking these lessons? Like, that's what I thought to myself, and I said, I don't actually like this stuff. Yeah, as much as I love and would love to learn the guitar, why am I doing this? Because I need the time to myself at the end of the day. So, I do wish that I did keep going, though, now, because I would have been really, really good at the guitar, because that I was, like, 10, and now I'm, like, 17, 18, so I'm like 17. So yeah, I just wish I had those 7 years of practice behind me right now. But you know what? At the time, I didn't want to. So I didn't want to force myself to. And I feel like I wasn't really learning anything. So it's like, okay, I think about this. I don't want to do this anymore. Everyone should think about what they're doing throughout their life. And yeah, sometimes you just do something right off the bat. And as long as you have those thoughts after, like either regret or happiness for what you did, you know that it was either a bad or a good idea. So, I hope somebody learned something during this episode. And if you did, please review down below on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. It would be greatly appreciated so more and more people can find this podcast. But if you want to support me, head over to shop.demetriusarujo.com. You can support me in everything that I do on either my website, my Don't Trust What You See show, or anything else, even this podcast. It supports me. So we have hoodies, hats, anything. Any clothing at all, we have it at shop.demetriusarujo.com. You can see the link for that in the description below if you want to check that out. Thank you all, and I hope that you have a great one.